It's rolling. Jim?
Welcome to our hybrid meeting. Participants in the room, please do not join the meeting in Zoom. Virtual participants, if you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. Members attending virtually, if you are able, please activate your video for purpose of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. Members of the committee, when you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote, please push the person button on your microphone or raise your hand virtually. Those in the room will have their microphones turned on when they are recognized to speak. Those attending virtually can unmute themselves when recognized. When you're finished, all should mute themselves. Members of the public who have registered to speak. Those appearing virtually, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You'll remain muted until called upon. If you are here in person, when you are called to speak, approach one of the two podiums on either side of the dais and you will be recognized. For all registrants, the clerk will tell you when your time is up. After all public speakers, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the committee, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Thanks. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. This meeting is governed by Robert's Rules of Order. All speakers wishing to address the committee regarding an agenda item must first complete a registration form and submit it to the city clerk designee. Speakers may speak to the committee only after they're called by the chair. Each speaker will be limited to 3 minutes. After speaking to the committee, please leave the lectern and take your seat in the gallery. The public is not allowed to address or respond to speakers or committee members unless they have been recognized by the chair of the committee. Mr. Ribbick, do we have any notified absences?
Alder Revere and Ms. Wester are notified absences for tonight.
Right, I call this meeting of ALRC to order at 5:40 p.m. Will you please call the roll?
Sure. Alder Miazzi?
Present.
Alder Miazzi is present. Mr. Bereshuk?
Here.
Mr. Bereshuk is here. Dr. Reese?
Here.
Dr. Reese is here. Mr. Farley?
Present.
Ms. Farley's here. Mr. Donnelly?
Present.
Ms. Donnelly's here. Alder Knox? I do not see Alder Knox. Chair, we have quorum.
Excellent. First item is the approval of the ALRC committee meeting minutes from July 19th. Committee, what is your pleasure? There a motion to approve for Mr. Bruchak. Is there a second? For our friends in the gallery, I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at the other committee members over your heads on the screen.
Alder Miazzi has hand up.
Alder Miazzi?
Second it.
Alder Miazzi seconds. Any discussion or correction? Hearing none. Any dissent? Hearing none, motion carries. Minutes from July 19th are approved. Next up is the minutes from the ALRC Operators License Subcommittee meeting on July 26th. Committee, what is your pleasure?
I'm sorry. Going back to the minutes, is that, may I request that?
What are you saying? Is there an issue?
Well, I just want to ask. I had notified that I was going to be absent shortly before, so I wasn't sure if that would count as a notified absence or not.
It should. Yeah, I can update that.
Okay. Thank you.
Do we need to go back to amend that, or is that sufficiently administrative detail-y that we'll be okay?
I think it's sufficient enough.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Farley. So, committee, approval of the minutes from July 26th. The operator's license subcommittee.
Move approval.
A motion to approve from Dr. Reese. Is there a second? Second from Mr. Bruchak. Any discussion or corrections? Hearing none, any dissent? Hearing none, motion carries. Those minutes are also approved. Next up, general public comment. Mr. Verbeek, are there any registrants?
There are not.
All right. Moving right along, disclosures and recusals. At this time, members of the body should make any required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code. Are there any such? All right, hearing none. Next up, presentation of the consent agenda. So at this time, we're going to set forth a consent agenda that's being proposed by Mr. Verbeek. These are administrative or other non-controversial items that we will vote on as a block. So Mr. Verbeek is going to read off this list fairly quickly. Then members of the committee will have the opportunity to separate items from that list for more in-depth discussion, after which we will have a motion and vote on it, and then Mr. Verbeek will read the list off again. The second time is when you really want to pay attention, because if your item is on the list that second time, it means you get to go home. So what have we got on the proposed consent agenda, Jim?
Sure, our proposed consent agenda for ALRC meeting August 16th, 2023, recommend a council to grant operator license application item 2, change of agent items 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, entity reorganization items 10, 11, 12, and 13, public hearing new license items 15 and 19. 15 is on there. We approved it, recommended council to grant last week, but they found out that the address is not 1501 Monroe Street, it's rather 1503 Monroe Street, so we had to re-notice it to make it all legal and good. And 19, we had previously granted, but they weren't yet issued, and they missed the renewal deadline, and this is them applying again. No conditions were on this license or the previous one I just mentioned.
Beautiful. Committee, are there any items on that list that you would like to separate? While you're thinking about that for the audience, also, if there's any item that has anyone registered to speak in opposition to the item, that will also be separated. Does anybody need more time? I hear a motion to approve for Mr. Bruchak. Is there a second? Ms. Farley? Ms. Farley seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none. Any dissent? Hearing none, motion carries. So now Mr. Verbeek will read those items off again. Once again, if you hear your item here, it means that you are good to go and have a lovely evening. Go for it, Jim.
Sure. The past consent agenda for ALRC meeting August 16, 2023. Recommend that council to grant item number 2, operator license application for Matthew Garcia. This is recommended to grant by the ALRC Operations Subcommittee on July 26, 2023. Item number 3, change of agent, Quick Trip Inc. at 1625 North Stoughton Road. Item 4, change of agent for Capital Lakes. Item 5, change of agent, Quick Trip Inc. at 5445 University Avenue. Item number 6, change of agent, Quick Trip Inc. at 3153 Maple Grove Drive. Item number 7, change of agent, Atwood Restaurant LLC. Item number 8, change of agent, Central Florida Restaurant Inc. Item number 9, change of agent, Quick Trip Inc. at 4624 Monroe Drive. Item number 10, entity reorganization for Madison Lira Temple. Item number 11, entity reorganization for Fuki LLC. Item number 12, entity reorganization for Speedway LLC. Item number 13, entity reorganization, HOA Restaurant Holder LLC. Item 15, public hearing new license, Cocina Mendoza LLC, DBA Camp Cantina, at 1503 Monroe Street, Class B Combination Liquor and Beer. This application was recommended to grant last week, as I mentioned. Item number 19, public hearing new license, 16 Bars LLC, DBA Gibbs Bar, 1625 Northport Drive, Class B Combination Liquor and Beer.
Excellent, thank you. Is anybody uncertain whether they still need to be here? What item
17.
number 17? You should stay.
Okay.
Anybody else uncertain? Great. Have a good night. All right, we have a couple of items that need interpreters, so we're going to jump to those first. Let's start with item 16, which is a new license application for sake all you can eat at 6654 Mineral Point. Are you the registrant for that item? Excellent.
It's we have an interpreter.
We have an interpreter.
All right.
We have an interpreter.
Right? Bowen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Bowen, can you raise your right hand? Do you affirm you'll accurately interpret Mandarin to English and English to Mandarin?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. So can you please introduce yourself and let us know about your proposed business? Owen, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you please introduce yourself and let us know about your proposed business?
可以先介绍一下你的这个产业吗？
哦，可以。我是在西边那边的一家绿本餐厅，叫名餐馆名字叫 Saki L， Saki All You Can Eat， LLC 这家公司。我现在来申请一个酒牌，申请一个酒牌，这段是做绿枪这个东西，所以说我一考虑那种随便啦、啊，西边那边的可能就是吃饱嘛，就是说 lunch 啊、晚餐啊，就是有两种价钱那样，他也许就是会配一点酒啊，他比较吃的，比较带动一点。营业带动一点生意。Yeah, thank you.
I have a restaurant over at the southern western part of the city, and it's a Japanese restaurant called Saki. And we want to apply for alcohol license to promote more business when customers want it.
Thank you. Committee, what questions do you have for the applicant? Committee, what questions do you have for the applicant? And can you translate that also so he knows what's going on?
他现在在问就是其他人有没有意见，有没有问题。
Dr. Reese.
Thank you. Is this your first restaurant with alcohol, or have you done this before?
请问这是你第一家需要酒的餐厅吗？是第一次申请吗？是第一家餐厅吗？
不是，我在这里，我在麦利城有申请过五六家酒牌了，我有五六家店在这里，五家店在这里。
然后都是有酒牌的吗？
都是有酒牌的，我也都没有
那
发生过什么事情。
No, it's not the first time I apply, and it's not the first time I have restaurants. I have 5 to 6 restaurants in Madison, and they all have alcohol license.And nothing happens before. Nothing bad happens before.
Great, thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Dr. Reese. Committee, what other questions do you have for the applicant? Mr. Verbeck, are there any other registrants for this item?
There are not.
Committee, what is your pleasure? Dr. Reese.
I'll move to grant.
Your motion to grant from Dr. Reese. Is there a second? Second from Mr. Bruchak. Any discussion? Hearing none. Any dissent? Hearing none. Motion carries. License is granted. Congratulations.
Thank you. 九排通过了，谢谢.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Next up, item 20. You were good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Item 20 is a new license for QCAS Mexican at 1824 South Park. Do we have a registrant here for this item?
Yes, Oscar Zaragoza is registered. And in here. Julio, can you raise your right hand? Do you affirm you'll accurately interpret Spanish to English and English to Spanish?
I do.
Excellent, thank you.
Excellent. Welcome. Can you please introduce yourself and tell us about your proposed business?
Okay. Muchas buenas tardes. ¿Se puede presentarse y explicarnos un poco cuál es el negocio que propone?
Sí, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Oscar Zaragoza y el negocio que propongo es va a ser un restaurante con un salón de eventos sociales.
Yeah, my name is Oscar Zaragoza, and I'm proposing to have like a restaurant with a room for private events.
Eddie, what questions do you have for the applicant?
¿Alguien tiene alguna pregunta para el solicitante?
Ms. Farley.
On your application, the applicant type is listed as sole proprietor, but it is listed as an LLC. Should this be updated to an LLC rather than sole proprietor?
En la aplicación que nos presentó aparece, por un lado aparece como propietario único y por otro lado aparece como un LLC. ¿Debemos actualizar la solicitud para que sea LLC? Si entiende LLC, sí que sabe lo que es, ¿no?
Sí. Yo pienso que sí la vamos a actualizar.
Yeah, let's update that to LLC.
Eddie, what other questions do you have for the applicant?
¿Alguna otra pregunta para el solicitante?
Dr. Reese.
You mentioned on the application that you'll have special events security. Could you explain what you mean by that or what type of events you will have?
En la solicitud usted mencionó que iba a tener para estos eventos, iba a tener eventos especiales con seguridad. ¿Puede explicarnos un poco qué son estos eventos y la seguridad?
Sí, lo que pasa es que nosotros pensábamos hacer bailes públicos, cobrar en la puerta, pero creo que era muy, muy complicado y entonces lo cambiamos para eventos sociales, solamente para fiestas privadas. Como 15 años, bodas, bautizos, cumpleaños.
Yeah, our first idea was to have like public dances in which people would be charged at the entrance, but we realized that was going to be very complicated. So we changed it into like having it for social private events like quinceañeras, marriage, weddings, christenings, these kind of things.
Thank you. And for the committee, do we need we don't need an entertainment license for private events, correct?
It depends on what's happening at the event, but we do not inherently need that just because there's a private event.
Sí, pues están preguntando que si es necesaria una licencia de entretenimiento para estos eventos privados y el presidente de la comisión dijo que en principio no, pero depende un poco de lo que vaya a hacer, vaya a ocurrir en estos eventos.
Sí, claro.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Mitty, what other questions do you have for the applicant? Mr. Bruchak.
Do you anticipate having a band or a DJ at the private events or at all?
Mm-hmm. ¿Piensa que van a tener algún tipo de banda o de DJ, disc jockey en estos eventos?
Sí.
Yes.
Okay, so I would, I think you would need a entertainment license to, for that, if it's, even if it's a private event. So before you do that, I recommend getting in touch with the clerk and submitting an application for an entertainment license. I have another question.
Let me translate that. Entonces, si va a tener este tipo de eventos, yo creo que va a necesitar una licencia de entretenimiento, así que le recomendaría ponerse en contacto para conseguir esta licencia de entretenimiento. Y tengo una segunda pregunta.
Okay, second question. Do you anticipate serving? Is the 2 a.m. Cutoff or closing time for those events, or is that on weekends? And do you expect to sell food around during those late hours between midnight and 2 in the morning?
Entonces tengo la pregunta de si la hora de cierre durante los fines de semana van a ser las 2 de la mañana y si va a servir comida entre ese periodo de tiempo de las 12 y las 2.
Sí, vamos a tratar de rentar el lugar solamente hasta la 1 de la mañana y tener este comida igualmente a la misma hora.
Yeah, we are going to try to book the place until 1 a.m. and have food until that time also.
Thank you. No further questions.
Sí, no tengo más preguntas.
Committee, what other... Captain Hanson.
I believe this is an email that I received from City Attorney Zilovy. Is that correct regarding this establishment?
Recibí un correo electrónico del abogado de la ciudad, Zilovy, al respecto de este local, creo, de este negocio. ¿Es correcto?
And just as a point of order, there were some concerns with the police and the alder not being notified of this request, and the alder specifically said he had not heard from the applicant.
Y simplemente para que quede registro, hay algunas preocupaciones por parte del Departamento de Policía y del concejal de la ciudad. Específicamente el concejal, porque no han sido notificados ni han tenido contacto con el solicitante, y específicamente el concejal dijo que él no se le había notificado nada al respecto de este restaurante.
And to further, the issue is the previous establishments that have occupied this location as a nightclub, there were serious concerns with neighbors about reintroducing another restaurant and entertainment restaurant with entertainment. So we would like to discuss it further as a police department.
Entonces, simplemente también para dejarlo claro, en este local hubo antes otros negocios anteriores que eran clubes nocturnos, y hay bastante preocupación entre los vecinos el volver a instalar un club nocturno en esta zona, o lo que sería este restaurante con licencia de entretenimiento. Entonces, a la policía le gustaría discutir esto un poco más.
Oscar, did you attempt to contact the alder and or the police department?
Oscar, ¿intentó ponerse en contacto con el Departamento de Policía y con el concejal de la zona?
Sí, tuvimos una pequeña reunión con el, no recuerdo el nombre, el chief de Madison, y con, no recuerdo el nombre de la señora que trabajaba también aquí, para lo de las licencias, pero tuvimos un meeting con ellos, y fueron los que me dijeron que no podíamos poner lo del baile, porque tendríamos que tener mucha seguridad, pero no recuerdo los nombres de ellos.
I need to make a question to clarify. Mencionó, dijo el chief de Madison, es como el jefe de policía. Sí, okay. Yeah, I had a meeting with the police chief of Madison and also with the person, the lady like, that processes the licenses. And at that meeting is when they told us that having these dance sessions, it was going to be very hard and we would need a lot of security.
What about the alder for the district?
¿Con el concejal del distrito de esta zona? No. ¿Intentó reunirse?
No.
No.
When was the public meeting that you had? Did you have a public meeting about this?
Let me clarify, Michael. Public meeting, you mean like a meeting with the neighbors so they could go there and like share their thoughts?
Exactly. On the big orange card, there should be a date when there's a public meeting. Often it's at the
Sí. Entonces, ¿tuvo algún tipo de reunión pública que estuviese de acceso público para que los vecinos pudieran simplemente ser informados de los nuevos objetivos y lo que se iba a instalar, el restaurante que se iba a instalar ahí?
No, todavía no.
No, not yet.
Ms. Farley.
A question for the applicant. Given that a meeting has not yet been held for the public, and the police would like to have some further conversation with the applicant, is the applicant comfortable with us delaying to the next meeting to give them the opportunity to have those conversations with the community?
Mm-hmm. Sí, Oscar, dado que todavía no ha habido esa reunión para el público, en el que el público se lo va a informar de este nuevo negocio y que la policía quiere también tener más comunicación con usted, ¿estaría usted de acuerdo en que se refiriera a este asunto para la próxima reunión del comité y así tener la oportunidad de hacer estas dos cosas?
Sí, claro.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So a motion would certainly be in order at this time. Ms. Farley, you still have the floor.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to defer to the next meeting of the ALRC and provide the applicant time to reach out to the community.
Do I hear a second? A second from Dr. Rees. Any discussion? Hearing none. Any dissent? Hearing none. Motion carries. So this item is referred to our meeting next month. And there are a number of things that we would recommend that you do between now and then. So contact the alder of the district. Julia, do you want me to do these one at a time or do the whole list all at once?
Entonces, Oscar, hubo una moción de la señora Farley para referir esta reunión la próxima reunión del comité de licencias de alcohol el próximo mes. Se secundó y se aprobó eso. Entonces, lo que le está explicando son las cosas que tiene que hacer para antes de llegar a esa reunión, que es contactar al concejal de la zona, el concejal del distrito.
Number two, recommend that if you have not already done so, that you schedule the public meeting, put the date on the sign, and have that meeting.
Mm-hmm. Que programe una reunión para el público en la que se anuncie la fecha y la hora de esa reunión.
Seeing as it appears the police department has additional concerns, I would recommend talking to the district police captain to figure out what those concerns are so that you will at least have the opportunity to address them here next month, ideally address them ahead of time at the police department.
Y entonces, viendo que el Departamento de Policía tiene algunas preocupaciones sobre el negocio, que organice, programe una reunión con el capitán de policía del distrito para que puedan resolver eso antes de tener aquí la reunión el próximo mes.
And last, research
what the requirements are for having an entertainment license, because it sounds like some of the things that you're planning to do will require an entertainment license in addition to an alcohol license.
Sí, lo segundo, que se busque información sobre los requisitos para una licencia de entretenimiento, porque parece que lo que tiene programado hacer en ese salón va a necesitar de una licencia de entretenimiento.
And I just want to add that next week, Monday at noon, is the deadline for any new applications to go before the September ALRC meeting. So if you want both your entertainment license and your alcohol license considered in the same meeting, if you get your entertainment license submitted by noon on Monday next week, you can have both of those applications at the meeting next month.
Sí, también simplemente un recordatorio, el próximo lunes a mediodía, a las 12, es el límite para hacer nuevas solicitudes de licencias a la comisión, así que yo le diría que e intente tener lista la solicitud de la licencia de entretenimiento y la de alcohol para así que se puedan ver las dos en la próxima reunión de septiembre del comité.
Okay.
Entonces, el lunes a mediodía tiene que presentarlas, antes del lunes a mediodía.
Okay.
What questions do you have?
¿Algunas preguntas?
Sí, ¿tiene alguna pregunta más?
He's the owner of the build. The building. You can speak on that.
Puede hablar el propietario. Oh.
Perdón.
I don't think we have any questions for the owner.
No, okay.
No.
So, can you submit all of that stuff to the clerk's office so that it can be sent out to us?
Puede entregar, presentar toda esa documentación en la oficina del secretario para que él nos la haga llegar a nosotros.
Okay, está todo claro.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Thank you for coming. See you next month and have a good night.
All right, thank you.
Sí, muchas gracias por venir y nos vemos el mes que viene. Acuérdese de las cuatro cosas: contactar al concejal, programar la audiencia pública con la gente, hablar con el capitán de policía y mirar los requisitos para la licencia de entretenimiento.
Excellent. Thank you, Julio. You have a good night also.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Bye.
Next up, item 14 is a 21 plus entertainment license for Sunny Fa at 602 South Park. Do we have a registrant here for this item?
Yes, Couch Kim. Couch Kim is here in person, and you can come up, and she is here.
Wonderful. Come on up. Can you please introduce yourself and tell us what you're proposing?
Couch Kim here. I just want to add in the panel, like once in a while, maybe.
Try talking to the microphone so everybody can.
Yeah. When they have like DJ or live band, once a month or every other 2-3 months, not every day, like, in case they want to. Yeah, birthday party or graduation, like 10, 30, 40 people. So they want like DJ or band. Just add on.
Folks.
But not every weekend, no.
Yeah, folks online, can you hear okay?
It's a little low. But
lean in a little closer to the microphone. I want to make sure that they can hear you and give you a fair.
I just want to add like the DJ or live band when the customer asks like special like graduation party or birthday 20-30 people like that, because we have a small room in case they want it. So I just want to have that entertainment license. Yeah,
all right,
because we have a small room and we don't want so loud just in case.
All right. Thank you, committee. What Dr. Reese,
I'm jumping the gun to your question to ask questions. So, a question. So, are you saying that you would only have live music for private parties or special events upon request, and you're not planning to do this just for the general public? Mm. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Right now we have like some karaoke night like that. But right now we have really slow, so we just added on like karaoke room. And like special like DJ live band when the customer requests. So they can bring in their own band. Because I don't have that in the restaurant. If they want like their own band, so they can bring like 5-6 people, like, or one man band like that.
So I'm asking if you would have the live band or DJ for the general public, or is your plan to have the music only during a graduation party or a birthday party, for example?
Only graduation party. I don't have in the restaurant, I don't have that.
Okay. And there's one question on the application that asks about parking lot. And it's true that you don't have a parking lot, but you are on the corner.
Yeah.
And so I would suggest you think about managing people that are parking on the street right on that corner for after events.
Is that the only parking we have in the corner and a public road? Mm-hmm. I might ask the across the street if we can, like, if they have special occasion, I can rent it out, like, they only like 3 or 4 hours from 9 to 12, like that. It's most party, yeah, so, that at 7 o'clock.
So just when you do have a party, mm-hmm, with live music, you would want to have staff check outside just to make sure that, you know, people are getting in their cars and going home.
Yes.
Or, you know, are people gathering? So that's just my suggestion. Yes. For security for parking.
Yes, I want to make sure they get in a car, drive home.
Yeah.
Not.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
It can be very different from just having people at a restaurant, because at the restaurant, they all leave at different times.
Yeah.
But when there's an event, you have a lot of people leaving at once, and they probably are friends with each other.
Yeah.
And if they leave and then hang around right outside your place, it'll make the neighbors sad.
No. We'll make sure just go.
So you want to, yeah, shoo them away. All right. Mr. Bruchak.
Have you talked to the alder of the district? Alder Evers?
Did I not know?
That's all the questions I have.
Okay.
Dr. Reese answered my first two, or asked.
All right, committee, what additional questions do you have for the applicant? Ms. Farley.
Can I ask a point of information to the committee to be reminded of the constraint of a 21-plus entertainment license and patrons under the age of 21? I know that there are some special considerations for that.
That indeed gets particularly exciting when the establishment is not a bar but a restaurant, since, of course, patrons under 21 are allowed in a restaurant. Do we have legal counsel with us tonight, Mr. Verbeck?
We do.
I'm here.
ACA McReynolds is here.
Excellent. So Assistant City Attorney McReynolds, can you please educate us?
I will need some time to look it up because I'm new to this role. So it will probably take me a bit. I don't know it off the top of my head.
Okay.
So I can,
on
if
the
you want to,
order of 5 minutes or half an hour?
Hopefully 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll get, just chime in when you're ready. And mm-hmm. For now, committee, any other questions or discussion about this item? If there isn't any, perhaps we should table this item and move on to another one, and then we can come back to this when we've got our answer from Assistant City Attorney McReynolds.
Can I get some understanding of where we're going with this? Once we get the answer, what's the consideration? And maybe see if we can proceed without the definitive answer. And then if we end up making a mistake,
please do.
Then we can reconsider. But I'd like to pose a question to Ms. Farley about what's going on in her head.
The floor is yours.
Yeah. Interesting question. No. So on the application, there is a plan for underage drinking and fake ID plan. And it says to check ID carefully and put wristband on for underage. So I wanted to make sure that the applicant was aware of any special restrictions there might be. To patrons who are underage, and if that plan is or is not appropriate in conjunction with the ordinance around the 21 plus entertainment license.
Okay. I will, if the consensus is to table, then if that's the motion, I'll support it. Yeah. Did someone make a motion?
There is no, Mr. Verbeek.
If I can just offer my interpretation, my understanding of it is that there's not really anything special with the 21 plus. If you're a tavern, you function as a tavern normally does. If you're a restaurant, mm-hmm. you function as a restaurant normally does. It's not so you get to the 18 plus Center for Performing Arts license, which is typically for taverns to use to have 18 plus events, but as far as the 21 plus entertainment license, I don't think there's anything that essentially changes the operation. You're still able to have the types of patrons you normally would if you're a restaurant. It's just sort of the ability to have these live DJ or live entertainment DJ or dance floor along with your operation.
Okay.
There is one potential curveball there, which is that the definition of a restaurant versus tavern is, to some extent, and I'll know it if I see it. So, for example, State Street Brats operates as a restaurant during the day, and then there's a point in the evening when they switch over to operating as a tavern. And for that switch, they actually, you know, shoo all of the people under 21 out because they're not going to be a restaurant anymore. They're going to be a tavern. And where it could be exciting in this case would be if an operator is going to have a restaurant but have special events where it's in a separate room, where maybe there aren't tables and table service and food, then it becomes a grayer area of whether this is operating as a restaurant or operating as a tavern. I would be very, very hesitant to give advice to an applicant about that until we've heard from our counsel. That said, committee, the floor is yours. What would you like to do next? There is not currently a motion before us. Ms. Farley.
Motion to table.
Here, a motion to table. Is there a second? Second for Mr. Bruchak. Any discussion? Hearing none. Any dissent? Hearing none. Motion carried. Item is tabled. So, please have a seat. We're going to get back to you after we hear back from our attorney. Okay, next up, item 17, which is a new license application for Ahan at 744 Willie Street. Who And we do have a register here for this item. Please come up to the lectern.
Yep. Kenneth Brown is registered in here.
Excellent. Can you please introduce yourself and tell us what you are proposing?
Yes, my name is Kenneth Brown. I'm one of the owners of Ahan. We are proposing a new liquor license, Class B, for the purposes of we are moving to a location at 744 Williamson Street. At our old location, we shared a space with the Burr Oak, who had a liquor license there. And so we have not had a liquor license before, but we would like to expand our business in that way with our new move.
It had been driving me crazy trying to put together the name. I have eaten your food many times.
Thank you.
Sometimes at events there, sometimes for carry out. Excellent. Committee, what questions do you have for the applicant?
How long have you been in this industry, food and beverage?
Me personally, going on about 10 years. My wife, who's with the other owner, Jamie, she's been doing it for upwards of 15 years.
You sold alcohol before?
Yes, I have. I used to be a bartender at the Robin Room, as well as Estreon, and then also at Mintmark.
Okay, thanks.
Ms. Farley.
Well, congratulations on the move. Additionally, have you had the opportunity to speak? Oh, actually, sorry, I just saw the packet. So it looks like you did have the opportunity to present and speak with the alder in the district.
Yeah, we were able to do that and had our neighborhood association meeting last week.
Amazing.
Ms. Farley.
Move to grant.
I hear a motion to grant. Is there a second? Second from Dr. Reese. Any discussion? I should ask first, Mr. Ripick, are there any other registrants for this item?
There are not.
All right. Any dissent to the motion to grant? Hearing none, motion carries. Congratulations, Kenneth, on what I am confident is the quickest approval of a license on Willie Street in my greater than 10 years on this committee.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. All right, next up, item 18, new license application for Handy Spot at 5551 East Park. Do we have a registrant here for this item?
We do not.
Committee, what's your pleasure? Mr. Burschak?
Move to refer to the next meeting.
Your motion to refer item 18 to the next regularly scheduled ALRC meeting. Do I hear a second? Second from Ms. Farley. Any discussion? Hearing none. Any dissent? Hearing none, motion carries. Item 18 is referred. Assistant City Attorney McReynolds, do you have any information for us yet?
Yes. One second here. All right, so I'm looking at our ordinances. All right, so under our ordinance is 38.06 sub 11, which defines the 21 plus entertainment license. Let's see here. Sub E about underage on premise. An establishment holding a Class B license and a restaurant permit who meets the definition of a restaurant shall, for times when its primary business is entertainment, submit a plan to the Madison Police Department and the ALRC that details the establishment's plan for identifying patrons under the age of 21 and a specific plan as to how they will enforce drinking age requirements.
What?
Doesn't quite answer the question if this is sort of the private model that the business owner described.
Is the key in that case, though, whether it is effectively a privately operating restaurant versus a privately operating, you know, music venue?
Yeah, I mean, it's when if it's a place that is a restaurant for times when its primary business is entertainment. So I guess it would be if the establishment's principal business is entertainment, no patrons under the age of 18 shall be allowed unless they're accompanied by a parent, legal guardian, or spouse. So if it is a restaurant, then that would not be a concern.
You said under 18, we're talking about a 21-plus entertainment license.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if they are operating it as a restaurant and they aren't changing it to where their primary business would be entertainment for that time, I don't know that this would apply where they would have to submit details.
Mr. Bruchak.
I think one way to solve this is to ask for the plan to be submitted to the police and to the ALRC, just in case.
That sounds like...
I mean, that's the most conservative.
I mean, that's essentially what's in the application, right? Is asking for the security plan, you know, asking how they're going to identify people and check for underage folks and ask, you know, I think there's questions in there about security officers and how they'll be identified, things like that. That's kind of my interpretation of it, as that's what the plan would be. And it certainly didn't sound to me like at any point that the entire restaurant would be turned over into an entertainment business at any point. It seemed like there's one room, from what the applicant said, there's one room that would be used for entertainment.
Before we do anything else, I will entertain a motion to pick this item back up off the table. Hear a motion from Mr. Bruchak, second from Ms. Farley. Any discussion? Hearing none, any dissent? Hearing none, motion carries. Item 14 is back before us again. So please join us once again. And Ms. Farley, was that what your hand was up about? Wonderful. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. So I have a couple of, I hope, easier questions.
Okay.
So the room where you're planning to have entertainment, do you normally have tables in there and serve food there when the restaurant is open?
It's kind of like a separate room.
Yep. But do people eat in that room?
Right now, no. Nobody there. Only okay. Use one side for...
Are you planning to put tables in that room?
Yes.
Maybe are you planning to serve food in that room?
If they want to drink in there, yeah.
Like cool.
Four or five tables.
All right, thank you. Committee, what questions do you have, or discussion, or a motion, whatever you would like is fair game. Assistant City Attorney McReynolds, do you have additional points?
Yeah, as I was perusing the ordinance, I also came across a definition for designated dance area, and I noticed the applicant had checked that off in the application. And so I just wanted to check and see, so are you planning on having at least 200 square feet devoted to dancing? because that's checked off in your application. And that's, I guess, what we defined as a designated dance area.
I don't understand. What does that mean? It's small.
How big is the room?
Let's see, right now it's the total room, like almost like 3,000 square feet. About 3,000 square feet. But the entertainment area, what we want is like over 1,000 square feet in that.
Did you get that, Assistant City Attorney McReynolds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if it matters to the ALRC for the purposes of this application, designated dance area is defined as an identified area of at least 200 square feet that is devoted to dancing at times when entertainment is the principal business of the establishment. So that's just what's been checked off as part of this application.
Okay, so here is the really important part.
Okay.
We cannot tell you, we cannot give you legal advice. I will strongly recommend that you talk to an attorney who can help you make sure that you are following the law.
Okay.
Because as the owner of this business, it is your responsibility to follow the law. And if you accidentally break the law, it doesn't matter that it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
The specific question that is most important for you to ask this attorney is, when you are having these events, are you allowed to have anyone who's under 21 in there? And they will interpret the laws for you and give you appropriate advice and help you avoid potentially getting in any trouble.
Okay.
Mitty, what is your pleasure?
Sorry, I had to step out. Can you tell me what happened in the last, 90 seconds?
Assistant City Attorney McReynolds told us some stuff about designated dance floors and primary business providing entertainment during that time, and I recommended that the applicant speak to an attorney who can actually give her legal advice about this, as we cannot. And then I asked the committee, what is your pleasure for what to do next? I'll tell all of you, there's no reason that you can't grant this license, and it is... Let me... There have been points in my time on this committee where we have had concerns about the intention of applicants. I'll tell you, I personally do not have those concerns at this time. And there are points where we've had concerns about whether the applicant understands all of the rules, which, given that we are not entirely certain about them, it's fair to assume that perhaps the applicant has concerns. In general, with the former, if we're concerned about somebody's intentions, we'll really drill in and try to figure out what's going on. If the concern is about whether they understand the rules, we might tell them some information, but ultimately it is their responsibility to sort that out. And I've never been aware of a case where, because of a bit of confusion like that, we have declined to give out a license. So I saw Dr. Reese's hand first.
I'll move to grant.
Your motion to grant. Is there a second? Second from Ms. Farley. Is there any discussion?
Add that I agree with the chair. This, we're confused a little bit over this ordinance, and it's not the first time we've been confused over this ordinance. And to some extent, I blame the language and the way it's written. And however, the committee is I'm confident, and it appears like a majority of the members here are confident in this applicant's good faith, and so I'll support the motion to grant.
Excellent. Any further discussion? Hearing none, is there any dissent? Hearing none, motion carries. Item is granted. Congratulations and best of luck.
Yeah. Hope it worked out, but it's right now really slow. Thank you.
All right, moving right along. Next up is item 21, report of MPD. Captain Hansen, is there anything to which you would like to draw the committee's attention?
It's a status quo downtown, other than thousands of students have returned, and we continue our downtown safety initiative to keep people safe.
Is there anything we can do about that? I mean, they're just going to keep coming back, won't they?
They just keep coming back and back. Yep.
Worse than bed bugs. Committee, do you have any questions for Captain Hansen? Mr. Bruchak.
Does your efforts include checks of establishments? I forget which you call them, but when an underager goes in and tries to get alcohol, and you check which ones are actually checking the IDs.
Yeah, without giving away our trade secrets, but not that I'm too worried that 18 and 19 year olds are watching ALRC tonight. We will have efforts out the next several weekends where we do bar checks and try and educate before enforce. And I know UWPD does an excellent job as well as part of their orientation, drawing the concerns of underage drinking. So we'll try and educate first. We've done this with the bar owners with the Safer Bars program. And now, over the next several weekends, we'll be in the bars doing bar checks.
Thanks. I think that's important. One, for safety, but two, just for fair business practices. You know, everyone's got to follow the laws to make our environment fair.
I agree.
Any other questions for Captain Hansen? All right. Thank you, Captain. Next up, item 22, report of clerk. Mr. Verbeek, is there anything to which you would like to draw our attention?
I do not have anything to draw your attention, but I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Mitty, what questions do you have? Mr. Bruchak.
I thought I saw Alder Knox's hand get raised.
Alder Knox?
Yeah, not on this issue. I was... Sorry, I'm late. I was dealing with a issue in the park, believe it or not. I was going to wait and find out if any action was made on item number 20.
Item number 20. Yeah, I can tell you in just a moment.
Okay. Thanks.
Item number 20 was referred to next month's meeting.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, because they have not met with the other. And I'd like to meet with the police department as well.
That is,
yeah.
Those are two of the four reasons why we referred.
Thank you.
No problem. Any additional questions for Mr. Verbeek? Okay. That kind of crept up on us. That is it. We're done with our agenda. I will now entertain a motion to adjourn. Ms. Farley?
So move.
Do I have a second? Second from Mr. Bruchak. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed have the same privilege. Aye. Motion carries. ALRC is adjourned at 6:42 p.m. I apologize that it took so long, Captain Hansen. 12 minutes over what we promised you.